You're listening to SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Sam joined by Rhodes Head Women's Basketball Coach Matt Dean. And Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Russell, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Coach, entering your 10th season as the head of the women's basketball program there at Rhodes College, just take me through your mindset as you prepare for another season.
Well, you know, some things are very constant, Russell. I mean, you know, you usually have a checklist for preparation, what you need to prepare your team for and get ready for the season. But, you know, this year we have an interesting mix. We have a nice group of young players we brought in, a couple transfers, and we also have four starters returning. So, in one sense, we're putting a lot of stuff in to a lot of new kids. But in another sense, Russell, we are we have a veteran group, you know, led by Charwell Bell, our All-American. So that's really comforting to have leadership and starters, you know, that know your system, because we're not going to change too much.
Coach, 9-16 a season ago, 6-10 in the SCAC. Just talk about what this team learned over the course of last year as we head into 2011-12.
I thought we learned how to handle adversity. You know, we started out last year, I believe we were 1-7. You know, it was very difficult first part of the season, and I think at one stretch we won what, 8 of our last 12 or 13, and had a 4-game winning streak before we lost our last 3. So I was very proud of how the team grew up as the season progressed. You know, that's been the worst record I've had since I've been at Rhodes on the women's side, and we want to do better than that, obviously, but I was probably more proud of that team and the way they handled adversity and fought through it a little bit. And, you know, was a 3 seed on the East and had a chance to go back to the conference tournament for the 8th year out of 9 tries for us. So I'm really excited about this year. You know, we have 4 starters coming back, and we got a lot of young kids, so we're ready to lace them up.
Coach, you mentioned a veteran group, but just one senior on this team, and she's an important one, that's for sure. First-team all-conference player a season ago, a preseason All-American heading into her senior year, Charwell Bell. Just talk about her development over the last few years there at Rhodes, her leadership and development as a player as well on the floor.
You know, you hit it on the head with leadership. You know, when Charwell first came to us, she was a Division I transfer, so she was just trying to fit in 3 years ago. You know, last year at times she led by example, and now she's just a total package, Russell. I mean, she's everything to this basketball team. She's our voice on the floor. When we need a crucial bucket, we're going to go to her. It's no secret. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of coaching a lot of tremendous, you know, basketball players in my 10 years on the women's side here. You know, she's my 3rd All-American. So I don't want to say one player is better than the other, but I'll just say this. She's the total package on and off the floor. She was a Capital One Academic All-American last year, 3.98 GPA. I mean, you know, she's priceless. She means everything to us, and she has the utmost respect of her peers and her teammates, and, you know, I think she's going to have an even better year this year.
Well, Coach, one of the things as I look at your roster, and you mentioned you've brought in some young talent, I think 4 freshmen and a couple of transfers, and then you mentioned your returning starters. What's the biggest challenge that you have as a head coach? I know a lot is to be said about talent, but as a head coach, you know chemistry is so important for a team. What's the biggest challenge you face trying to get the chemistry right on this team with so many veterans but also a lot of new players as well?
I think you hit it on the head. You know, chemistry, a lot of that is, you know, continuity with different groups on the floor. Because last year was pretty easy. You knew who we were going to put on the floor. We didn't have any options. We weren't very deep at all. This year, we feel like, you know, we'll start a freshman at point guard, Sarah Johnson, for Little Rock Christian. She's got a chance to be special. She sees the floor better than any guard I've recruited or coached. And we also have, you know, 3 other freshmen that will play significant minutes. So going back to your question, we have to find continuity when we come off the floor from rotation to rotation. And what I mean by that is, you know, this week we've kind of mixed and matched some of our starters so they feel more comfortable together. Because, you know, I mean, there is something to it. I mean, when you play together, you know everybody's nuances, and sometimes that chemistry makes the difference, especially in a close game situation. So this year, our early games, our pre-conference games are very important so we can determine what our rotation is going to be, figure out our minute distribution, and we'll probably play 10 players, and that's about as deep as we've been in a while.
Coach, last season struggled a little bit on the glass, but as I look at your roster, 5'11", 5'10", 6'3", 6'2", you have some height there. How do you do a better job crashing the boards this year?
Well, you know, we did bring in some more size. You're right about that. We have a transfer from Westminster, Missouri, Mary Barber. Mary's a legit 6'2", and we feel like she's going to give us depth behind Amy Handelman, who last year, you know, from a post perspective, had a tremendous freshman year for us. I mean, she averaged, you know, 9.5 points, 8.8 rebounds a game. I believe she was a top five in the league in rebounding. And, you know, when I look at numbers from years past, I mean, that's as good, that's the best we've ever had a freshman post perform for us. So we expect Amy to take a step up. We expect Mary to compliment Amy. We also added, you know, Autumn Baker, another post player who was on our campus last year as a track performer. She'll give us some additional depth as well inside. So we feel like we're a little more equipped to play different styles. What I mean by that is we'll still be a four-guard team to start off with, a lot of four out, one in. But if we want to go a little high-low and go big, go a traditional four and five in there, we can do that. And I think that versatility will help us against different teams.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Rhodes Head Women's Basketball Coach Matt Dean. And Coach, last season you guys averaged right at seven steals per contest. Just talk about the ability to create some turnovers there with those four guard looks and turn those turnovers into extra offensive possessions for the Lynx.
Well, we feel like that number needs to go up, Russell. We need to, you know, being a transition team like we are, we have to feed more off of our defense. And, you know, we hope we can be a little more pressure-oriented, which should lead to more steals and more turnovers and hopefully easy offense. Sarah Womack, a junior who's going to be a three-year starter for us, she's one of the better defenders in this league. We're looking for you know, the same thing from Sarah. Jamie Maxey is just a really smart player. She was a transfer that played, you know, tons of minutes for us last year and started every ball game. So the thing that's really nice is a lot of these kids have had a second year in our system, and you know, though we're going to play a lot of young kids, for the most part, when we start the game on Friday, we'll have four players out there that logged, you know, 30 plus minutes a night, you know, as an average last year. So that should give us a chance to be successful in our system, because we do have a lot of experience.
Biggest surprise you've seen from your group as you've gone through preseason and get prepared for another year?
I think that we've really become a family. And, you know, I was concerned anytime you have a large group of starters and you bring in a large group, you know, you're worried about everybody's egos. Can they check them at the door? Can you have continuity? Can you have that chemistry that you alluded to earlier? And I think we've found it. And I really think this group cares about each other. They want to compete. I think we're close to having role identification. I think role identification on the basketball team, you ask any coach, and that's one of the keys to having a successful season. And I think everyone in our squad knows that, hey, when times are tough, you have an All-American out there named Charwell Bell. Get her the ball.
Coach, you've talked a little bit about a few of them already, but your freshman class, you brought in four freshmen this season. How are they adjusting to the collegiate game, and do you feel like you have some players that can make an impact on the floor for the Lynx this year?
Absolutely, Russell. I mean, Sarah Johnson, who I mentioned earlier, she'll start for us at the one. Also, you know, Natalie Goodrum from Nashville, Catherine Eckert from Austin, Texas, and Danelle Todman from Athens, Georgia. They will all play significant minutes for us. You know, Danelle is more of a 3-4 who really likes to go to the glass. She averaged a double-double in high school, and we've seen great things out of her so far. Natalie Goodrum is as tough a defender as I've had. Reminds me of a player I coached named Amy Cahill, who was a great defender for us. And Catherine Eckert, who can just flat-out score. She shoots the basketball real well from behind the three-point line. So those four freshmen, you know, we have two transfers we like as well. Lauren Avant, who played significant minutes last year for the University of Tennessee. She had a preseason Achilles injury, and we think we're going to get Lauren back in January. And Mary Barber, who gives us tremendous skill and size in the post. So I've never, you know, I'm not saying this just to say it. This is the most talented class that I have recruited, men or women, in 21 years at Rhodes.
Coach, you've been around this league for a while. You know that this league is as competitive as there is in Division III women's basketball. But this year, as we head into it, it definitely has the sense of being much more open than in years past. And as I've talked to coaches throughout the league, everybody has the sense that they have the opportunity and the team to be there at the end to cut down the nets at the SCAC tournament. That all being said, what's the biggest challenge you face as a head coach trying to navigate through this SCAC schedule?
I just want to get to the tournament. I mean, I think we have 12 good teams in this league. You know, it was really hard for me to rank teams because I think some teams, you know, that were predicted at the bottom are going to be very competitive. I mean, I mean this when I say this. If all 12 teams went to the tournament, you can make a case that about anyone could go three games, you know, and get hot and win it. I think for us being on the East this year, obviously, you know, Center is so experienced. I mean, you know, Maggie Pruitt, what can you say? I mean, she's an All-American. She was the player of the year in our league last year. You know, I was looking at the box score last night. They thumped Maryville. And you don't just thump Maryville. Maryville's a good ball club year in, year out. So Center's obviously the team to beat. You know, I really feel like Millsaps may be a surprise in the league. Chuck Wickham did a great job last year. He turned them around instantly. Now he's got a recruiting class to add to his returners. Chuck's a wonderful coach who had tremendous success at the college level and back in the old days took Hendricks to, I believe, three, you know, NCAA tournament bids. You know, and Brad in Birmingham, you know, quite frankly, I just think that, you know, they're going to be hosting this year. They return a lot of experience, so the East is very challenging. You know, the Swanee Tigers, they won a big game last night, and I think Aaron and Oglethorpe, they beat Emory last night. So, I mean, there's no easy out on the East. And I say the East first because that's who we play primarily. We're in the East, but, you know, in the West, I mean, you look at what Hendricks has back. Southwestern had a tremendous year last year. Trinity is always tough. And, you know, Colorado, you know, Becky Luchin, one of the best players in the league at Colorado College. Austin College has a tremendous front line. And Dallas last year won 14 ball games and beat a lot of the SCAC members, you know, prior to coming to the conference. So there's no easy outs. And what that challenge is, you have to be prepared every night. Your intensity level as a basketball team has to be there every night. And the teams that usually do better are the more experienced ones that understand it because, I mean, that's why I think Center has a big advantage. You know, you add up Maggie Pruitt starts and Lauren Hunter starts. You know, that's what, 150 to 160 collegiate starts out of your, you know, your point guard and your post. That's pretty impressive.
Coach, you've talked about your team, your veterans returning, you're excited about the freshmen and the girls that you have coming in new to this team. That all being said, what are some of the goals you have for this 2011-12 Lynx basketball squad?
You know, bottom line, we're all in. This is our year. It's got to be. Shar Wills is a senior. We want to, first of all, qualify for the conference tournament. We want to win the conference tournament, and we want to go to the NCAAs. That's the bottom line. But it all starts with getting to Birmingham. You know, we got to find a way in a real tough East to qualify. If we do that, then I think we'll be, you know, we'll have a chance. I really believe that. If we can get some of our young kids kind of, you know, in tune with this league and figuring out what it's all about, we stay healthy and, you know, our transfers develop, I think we'll be right there.
And finally, Coach, you've been around this league, as I said, for a long time. You're now in your 21st season at Rhodes, your 10th as the head coach of the women's team there. This obviously is Rhodes' last season in the SEAC. Does that make it a little bit more special for you, having so much experience around the SEAC, this being your last go-around as a head coach in the league?
Yeah, it's very sentimental too, Russell. I mean, I'm going to miss the relationship with a lot of the coaches that we have in the West. And I'm going to miss you guys. I might just think people don't understand what you, Dwayne, and Jeff do at the conference office on a day in, day out basis to make this one of the best leagues in the country. And obviously, us coaches don't make decisions. Those come from the presidential level. But I will tell you this, it's been just a wonderful experience in this league. I have some great memories. I've made some great friends. And those will last forever. I think, you know, this is going to be one of those years where, you know, you hit it on the head. This is the last year of the SCAC as we know it right now. Obviously, the SCAC's carrying on with different schools. But I think a lot of folks are going to be real hungry to try to cut down the nets in Birmingham.
Rhodes head women's basketball coach Matt Dean. Again, the Lynx open up their 2011-12 campaign November 18th against Westminster. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thanks so much, Russell. You take care now.